Thank you. Parallel language recognition by cellular automata is a classic subject, but I think the subject is still very important. One of the reasons is that there remain several fundamental problems. This is an overview of my presentation. First part is a definition. And then I would like to explain my recent result that is related to languages not recognizable by cellular automata in real time. Then I will discuss relations between subclasses of CA languages. And finally, I would like to conclude my talk with list up several open problems. Cellular automaton is defined by a finite set of states, boundary state, sharp sign, local function, and a set of accepting states. One way CA is a cellular automaton such that the third argument, local function doesn't depend on the third argument, which corresponds to the right state of the right cell. A configuration is represented by a string of states with a sharp sign in both sides. The local function is extended to the global function by this formula. Cellular automaton recognize a language in a time t, if and only if this condition is satisfied. This condition says that the rightmost cell has an accepting state at time t. Real-time CA language is the language such that the time is equal to the length of the input string. Real-time recognition is very important because the language seems to be recognized in real-time in the human mind. Real-time CAL is a language such that the time t is a linear function of the length of w. Note, in some literatures, left CAL recognize the leftmost cell is the standard and is simply called CAL. I follow the original Smith-Sars definition. These figures illustrate the relations between one-way CA and CA languages. Space-time diagram illustrates that the real-time one-way CA language is equal to minimum time CA language. And this figure illustrates that real-time right CA language is equal to linear time left one-way CA language. These are very basic relations. This diagram summarizes the previous results on the relations between the language classes. Among the relations, relations between linear CA language and real-time C language is very important. The problem whether these two relations, inclusion relations, are proper or not, has been unsolved since the third post in 1971. And whether these two subclasses are equal or not has been also unsolved. And I recently showed the solutions to these two problems. And the solution is related to the language of strings containing their own length. And let BN denote the binary representation of an integer N. And let also L sub U B denote the set of strings which contains the binary representation of the length at the right end. And let sub UBW is a set of strings that contains its binary strings representing its own length. The first proposition, the language, both two languages are not real-time one-way CA languages. And proposition two, the language L sub UB is a real-time CA language. This proposition can be solved by constructing a Seda automaton with this which has this transitions. The green dots represent the generation of binary numbers. Proposition three, the reversal of the language is also a real-time CA language. The most important theorem, proposition four, the language L sub UBW is not a real-time CA language. Unfortunately, I have enough time to explain this the proof of this proposition, and please refer to the my paper in Journal of Computer and System Sciences in Press. I have a long story of this proof and the theorem. I once talked about of this proposition in Automata 2001 in Gens, France, and the paper is accepted recently in Journal of Computer System Sciences, and but it took 2.5 years after submission, and so that was a long story. Proposition five, the language is a linear time CAL. And the difference from the real-time recognition, this is a linear-time recognition, and the difference from real-time recognition is that the CA can decide the acceptance after it recognizes the length of the strings. proposition six, the concatenation of L sub UV and the set of 0 and 1 over plus is not a real-time CA language. This is another another language not recognizable in real-time. And from this proposition, two propositions, 7 and 8, can be proved. Proposition 7, the class of real-time CA languages is not closed under concatenation, and the class of real-time CA languages not closed under reversal. To investigate more unique unique language recognition, I would like to introduce a new model of new class of real-time language, CA language. That is a class of real-time closed under concatenation. Proposition 9. This language, L sub 0, L sub 0, the set of 0 and 1 over asterisk, over star, is a real-time CAL. The language L0 is introduced by Veronique Terrier, she proved that L sub 0 and L sub 0 is a real-time CL, but not a real-time one-way CL. While L sub 0 is a real-time one-way CL. I think this is an interesting language. To investigate more unique language recognition, I would like to introduce another model of recognition, that is recognition by prefix computation. That is, the prefix computation is defined by this, but the recognition is best described by this figure. This point corresponds to real-time recognition of input string UV. And this point is corresponds to prefix recognition by prefix computation in real-time. And this point is a postfix recognition by postfix computation in real-time. The prefix computation is strictly uniform, whereas most parallel recognition by two-way CA depends on specific base point such as boundary. The following propositions are direct consequences of definitions. For one-way CAL, the language, the class of language real-time one-way CA languages equal to those of real-time one-way CAL by prefix computation, and also equal to those of one-way CA languages by postfix computation. And this is real-time CA language, the class of real-time CA languages equal to real-time CA languages by postfix computation. And we can prove these propositions 10 and 11. And I would like to another recognition model of recognition model that is real-time one-way CA language with center mark. This is an example of transition of this recognition. And this CA recognizing double word. WW with center mark. Center mark is this black small circles. And we have a very interesting problem. Which is the relation between class of real-time one-way CA language with center mark and that of real-time CA languages? And my conjecture is these two classes are incomparable. this figure summarizes the relations of subclasses of real-time CA languages. And the relations with the questions, question marks, the four question marks remain open. And this is the open problems posed by the Smith the third. Among the four problems, I think the third one, what is linear time but non-linear time CA language, is most important. Because these are problems three and four are closely related to each other. Since Eva and Jan showed that if CA is more powerful than one-way CA, then non-linear time CA is more powerful than linear time CA. And this is other open problems. I defer to most of these problems, except the first one. What are languages not recognizable in real-time CA other than two languages I explained? And other problem is the language the set of double words, WW, and concatenation of the double set of double words and the set of 01 star real-time CA language. That's all. Thank you.